It was a long day at the office. I was tired, but also needy. Instead of going to my car in the parking garage to drive home, I crossed the street and walked into a poorly lit alley. One of our customers had joked about our office building being just a few hundred feet from a popular pickup joint. I looked surprised and told him that I've worked here for nearly 3 years and I had no idea. On the other hand, that sounded a lot better than going back to my apartment and eating a microwave dinner with just my cat for company. When I stepped through the door from the quiet alley into the noisy bar, I was met with the smell of stale booze and bleach. My kind of place, I thought, for what I needed tonight, anyway. It was late, but the joint was still packed. A few of the patrons pretended to be busy, but I turned enough heads and their eyes followed me as I pushed my way through to the bar. I perched myself on a stool and looked around. At first, I thought I was getting stares because of my business attire. That's when I realized I was the only woman here. Shit, I thought. That means all the good ones have already been picked through. Fuck it. Beggars can't be choosers. I caught the bartender's eye and he smiled and nodded back. He brought a tall, chilled glass to the tap and expertly poured a beer, then brought it over to me. Compliments of the gentleman in the red tie at the end of the bar, he said. But I should warn you, he's no gentleman. I glanced over at Red Tie Guy before leaning in to talk to the bartender. The thirst I've got isn't going to be quenched by a beer, I said. It's been a long day, and I'm looking for something harder than alcohol to satisfy my cravings. So I have really no need for gentlemen. He laughed. It's almost closing time. You should have been here a couple hours ago. What's left at this time of night is a rogue's gallery. I'd be very careful if I were you. I smiled back at him. Maybe that's what I needed tonight, I thought. A rogue. A scoundrel. I raised my glass and said, I can take care of myself. And I don't mind if any of them want to get a little rough. So do I just wait here at the bar? Or is there a better way to get introduced? The bartender looked skeptical, but thoughtful. In that case, he said, try the men's room. There's a glory hole in between the two stalls. Our regulars will get the message. I took one long drag of my cold beer and let it chill my insides. I knew the beer wouldn't be enough. I needed something else to satisfy my cravings tonight. Something disgusting and dirty. And now I knew just how and where I was going to get it. I put down my empty glass, gave the bartender a wink, and tipped him a few bucks, then got up and walked towards the men's room. Only eyes followed me at first, but it didn't take long for the regulars, the ones who knew about the glory hole, to rise up and follow me. Maybe they had been waiting, hoping for a dame like me to give them a little mouth action, so they wouldn't have to go home and jerk off to porn. And I wasn't about to disappoint them. I don't know what I was expecting when I pushed open the door to the restroom. It was pristine, with shiny black and white tile floors that looked like they were freshly mopped. Cool night air from an open window mixed with the pine scent of disinfectant. There were no doors on the two stalls in the back. I picked the one on the left and stepped in. There it was. The glory hole. I had to laugh at the arrangement. Anonymous, but without privacy. I could live with that. About half a dozen men had filed into the men's room behind me, and it looked like there was a line already forming just outside the open door. A few of them looked at me in my stall, checking me out, like they would even consider turning down a free blowjob if I wasn't pretty enough. The first cock poked through the glory hole. I got down on my knees. Not bad looking. It reminded me of my ex. I was actually relieved to be starting with a familiar-shaped dick. I might have lost my nerve if it were anything too big or too different. I wrapped my lips around him and teased him with my tongue. I closed my eyes and pretended I was blowing somebody I knew. It only took a few seconds for him to fill my mouth with his cum. He groaned and then apologized as he withdrew from the hole. I had to smile because that reminded me of my ex, too. I didn't mind. I knew there were plenty more where that came from. The next cock was bigger. I put it in my mouth. Now that the ice was broken, I wanted to feel dirty and slutty. I tried something different this time. More suction. He seemed to like that, from the moaning I heard in the next stall. He tapped on the wall to warn me he was close. He grunted when he came, a large load that filled my mouth. I swallowed it all, just like the first one. By the fourth or fifth cock through the glory hole, the men that were still making their way into the restroom were getting impatient. Instead of waiting for the adjoining stall to clear, they started coming into my stall, unbuckling and unzipping their pants, taking out their dicks, and pulling my hair to direct my open mouth where they wanted me. I recognized the red tie guy from the end of the bar when he barged his way in. His fly was already open, and his cock was out. The bartender was right. He was no gentleman. He used both hands to pump my head as he tried to choke me with his thick cock. He ripped open my blouse, buttons flying in every direction, so he could come all over my bra and tits. Bastard. I really like this blouse. Eventually, we all found a new rhythm. I would take two of them at a time, one through the hole and another in my stall. They were drunk, and I was agreeable. I got a little rough, and I realized that I was no longer in control of the situation. I was their cum slut. It was everything I had hoped for. I needed this. I still swallowed the cum when it came through the glory hole, but I couldn't keep up with the ones in my stall that were taking turns fucking my mouth. They started coming on my business suit, on my face, in my hair, one after another. I lost track of time. It took me a while to realize that the men's room was now quiet and empty. I felt cheap and used, but I hoped my patrons all left happy and satisfied. I was covered with cum. I couldn't even open my eyes to see because I didn't want the cum to get into my eyes. I heard the door to the men's room open. A straggler, I thought. I could do one more. I opened my mouth and waited. Someone ran water in the sink. The sound of paper towels pulled from the dispenser on the wall. What the fuck was happening? Then cool, wet towels on my face, wiping off the mess of cum. I could open my eyes. Ah, my savior, the bartender. I beamed at him. He looked concerned. We closed a few minutes ago, he said. I didn't see you leave. Thank you. You were keeping tabs on me? I asked. Just doing my job, he replied. I always keep track of my customers who tip well. You've been busy. Had enough for tonight? Maybe just one more round, I said, smiling at him. He smiled back and helped me to my feet. Not here, he said. The cleaning crew will be arriving any minute. He took me out through a door in the back. The night air felt good. I was still hot and sweaty from giving blowjobs in the men's room. The bartender thought about kissing me, but changed his mind. He had a pretty good idea where my mouth had been. I probably wouldn't want to kiss me either. He pulled off my jacket, then my blouse that had been ruined by the red tie guy. He reached around to unfasten my bra, and for a brief moment, I thought about stopping him. This felt wrong, somehow. He had the same hungry look that I must have had when I first walked into the bar. I was getting turned on again, and I wanted to see where this was going to go. When my bra came off and my tits were free, he bent over to suck on my nipples, careful to avoid the drops of cum that were already starting to dry on my bare skin. I helped him a little by unzipping my skirt, letting it drop to my ankles. He started to pull down my pantyhose, but then I think he remembered what I said about liking it a little rough. He grabbed both my panties and pantyhose from behind and ripped them apart at my hips. I kicked off my heels and stepped out of what was left of my clothes. He stared at my naked body, as if trying to decide what to do next. I stared back, looking at the growing bulge in his pants. This was what I wanted all night. "You need to fuck me," I said. He looked into my eyes, an eager expression on his face. Fuck me, and don't be nice. I've been treated like a slut all night, and that's how I want to be fucked. He smirked as he pulled his cock out of his jeans. It was a beauty. My pussy was instantly drenched and ready for him. He spread my legs and rammed his raw dick against my cervix, and my mind went blank. I think he might have made a joke about the customer always being right. But really, I was just focused on my orgasm, and then another one, and one more. I had four before the bartender finally filled me with his cum. He looked very pleased with himself, as he tucked himself away and zipped up his pants. I collected my clothes and my purse and was ready to leave when he tapped my shoulder. "We should do this again," he said. I rolled my eyes. "Let's not ruin this. If I ever want to do this again, I know where to find you." The bartender rolled his eyes right back at me. "Mom," he said, "you realize I know where you live." I glared at my adult son. "You say that, but how come you never visit me?" He shrugged and grinned at me. "Never had a good reason," he said. "Now I do." I sighed. Maybe he was right. "Tell you what," I said. "It's 3 a.m. and I have work today. Why don't you come over Friday evening and have a nice dinner with your mom?" He hated my cooking, so we'd probably order takeout. I didn't mind. Honestly, I was thinking about what we would be doing after dinner. So was he. He gave me his trademark smirk again and smacked my ass. Just like his father. So disrespectful, this one. "I'm looking forward to dessert," he laughed. "See you Friday then," I said. I turned away and walked back to my car.